Hey, feds. So to try to just clear a few things up, I get this question a lot because it is confusing. Totally get it. But let's review real quickly. When can you fully retire? There are lots of different ways to retire, but let's talk about being fully retired. For FERS and CERS, you can fully retire if you are 62 and have 5 years of service, which means that if you're 62 and have 5 or 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 years of service, you can fully retire. It has to be at least 5 years of service. You can also retire if you have 20 years of service and you are 60 years old. So that means 60 years old and at least 20 years of service, or 25 or 30 or 35 years of service. Now for FERS, you have to, on a 30 year service level, you have to hit your MRA, your minimum retirement age, which is on a table. For CSRS, it's 55. And so the question that I got and that I get often is that, let me take a look at this. By retiring at 62, or is there a penalty if I retire at 62 years old, but with just less than 30 years of service? So the answer is no, there's no penalty. You can go ahead and retire, and that works just fine, because if you're going to retire at 62, you only have to have at least five. And if you have at least five, then you're good to go.